What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicius as we're 2 days away from the Browns traveling to Atlanta to take on the Falcons in the Georgia Dome. And Joe, we'll start with you. Obviously, the big story of the week, the return of Josh Gordon. What's he going to mean to this team?
Well, I think you're going to get a big physical presence, a guy with speed, and a guy that's determined to make up for letting his team down earlier in the year. So what I think we get right now is a game changer, and at a time that we need a game changer. So that's what I think we get.
On the defensive side of the ball, Matt, not returns. You got some more injuries. Carlos Dansby, Jabal Sheard, both unlikely to play this Sunday. Maybe Sheard's got an outside shot. We'll find out later today here on ClevelandBrowns.com. But how do you see this defense stepping up and dealing with this high-octane Falcons team?
I think this week of preparation is going to be paramount for how they go out and play. And the guys that do have to step up, hopefully they've been getting the reps and getting mentally ready to take a significant chunk of that game time. That's Barkevious Mingo, that's Chris Kirksey, that's Craig Robertson. In the absence of those players, Jabal Sheard, as well as Carlos Dansby. So therefore, also too, I think the threat more so than anything is we can get by with Steven Jackson on the ground, but it's that pass threat. And I believe, again, our defensive backs are very healthy. Kruger's going to have to step up, and Mingo will have to step up to affect Matt Ryan in the pocket.
You got to get pressure on Matt Ryan. Can't let him sit back there and pick you apart. On offense, what's the key to victory?
I think we have to establish our run game and establish it early. What I'd like to see happen is Atlanta have to bring a safety down in the box and give us an opportunity to unleash Josh Gordon. So my game plan would be to get our running backs running early, open up our play action pass, and kind of confuse Atlanta and how they're going to be able to kind of control all of our weapons.
That's right. Get the crow going in his return to Georgia, and of course Terrence West as well. Set up that play action and give those big play opportunities. What's the key to victory on defense?
Key to victory on defense is limiting those chunk plays. Roddy White, Julio Jones, Steven Jackson, Harry Douglas, Devin Hester. Their speed, they love playing indoors. It's going to be a great atmosphere. The crowd will be in the game because they're fighting for that playoff spot, that number four seed in the NFC. So limit those chunk plays, and when we can, affect Matt Ryan in the pocket.
That's right, because it is a big play offense. Matt Ryan, 38 passes of 20 yards or more on the season, fourth most in the NFL. One guy on offense you really want to see step up.
I like to see Crow step up. Now that the running back situation's kind of has laid itself out, I think that we'd like to see Crow get out there, establish it, and really pound the rock.
I know he's excited to be on that fast track of the Georgia Dome. He has 50 people coming to the game, and I'm sure he wants to put on a show. One guy to step up on D.
Paul Kruger, again, affect Matt Ryan. If Matt Ryan has to deviate off his spot and is forced to throw on the run, his efficiency goes down. So Paul Kruger, and I'll say Barkevious Mingo, as I said earlier, have to affect Matt Ryan in the pocket and be at or around him, tugging on him, pulling on him, bothering him in the pocket, because if he can deliver accurately, they're an explosive football team.
No question. I think the onus is going to be on the front four, front five, to get pressure on Matt Ryan and limit that passing game. For Joe Juravicius and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest Browns news and notes as the Browns head down to Atlanta to take on the Falcons.